Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. We're so glad you could join us today for another episode. And Danielle, it's good to be with you again.
You as well, Darren.
Yeah. And so on this episode, Danielle, I want to bring up a topic that I thought was kind of interesting. This was a question that was actually asked of me a while ago as I was talking to people about what we were doing with Ascent 101. The question that they brought up was, I want to start a business, but I'm not sure. What business should I start?
That is a popular question right now, isn't it?
Yes, especially, we're still in COVID. We're experiencing that whole, all of the economic impacts of COVID. I heard another job report just yesterday. Some 100,000 plus 400,000 people filed for unemployment again. We're well above the unemployment rate that was out there when we were experiencing, the 2008 impact that took place, the meltdown that took place then. And so, I think this is a popular question. My job's maybe not as secure. What business should I start? I need to do something. What should I do? And so as I've thought about that question, because that's a tricky question to answer. I'm going to just, Google knows everything, right?
Right.
So I Googled it, and this is what's interesting. I want to pull this up because I thought this was an interesting bunch of responses. As you go through Google, I just searched what business to start in Google, and here's what I got is things like need a business idea. Here are 55. Another one was 54 small business ideas for anyone who wants to run their own business. Another one, 300 best small business ideas.
Wow.
So I guess what I'm getting at here is that there's a lot of ideas out there. And I want to just pull up this one that was from entrepreneur.com and kind of go through some of these ideas. Because I think the point we're going to make here is maybe it's not so much about the business you want to start. There's some other things maybe you need to think about as you consider a business to start. For instance, on this entrepreneur.com, need a business idea, here are 55. Let me just list some of them. Accountant, hey, we can relate. Bicycle repair, boat cleaning, let's go down here. Electronics repair, event planning, expert witness service, financial planner, flea market, okay, golf coach. I could not do that because I stink at golf. Home energy audit, the list goes on. Small engine repair, solar energy consultant. There is a ton of them. Wedding planner. I guess my point is there's a lot of things here, a lot of ideas. And so when I got asked that question about what business to start, it got me thinking more. I think as far as ideas, there's plenty out there, right, Danny?
Right. Plenty of ideas out there. Just, well, I think it's a matter of what do you want to do, right? And that's one of the things I think points you wanted to make is do you have a passion for something?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some things that I think we need to consider. And one, right out of the gate, I think you make a good point, is what are you passionate about? They always say that the best thing to do is to have a career that you love. And so if there's something you're passionate about, maybe there's a business opportunity there, something you can do. Maybe not, because you got to understand, maybe is there a need in the market?
Yeah, I'd say you make a good point. You may have a passion, but it may not be anything that anybody else needs or wants. So yeah, just understanding how that correlates to the marketplace.
As an example of that, a passion, and maybe these people have a passion, a dog walking service. That's not my passion. I have no idea. I don't. So that was a passion I guess somebody had, and who would have thought that that could turn into a business?
Right.
There is a need, apparently.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think maybe you have to market to create that need. There's some marketing that you have to do to demonstrate, hey, you need this. Sometimes people don't know they need something until you help them see that they need it. But again, that's going to take a little work on the front end to understand how to reach that market.
Right.
But that's a good example. Uber, who would have thought I don't know, people, I don't know if it's a passion or something, but who would have thought Uber would be so popular? There's been taxis around for, what, hundreds of years probably or something?
Right, or Uber Eats or, you know, whatever other, Grubhub.
Grubhub, all these other things. And so we talk about, you mentioned passion, Danielle, but the next thing we got to mention, is there a need? You've got to fill a need in the marketplace somehow. That may be a need you've already identified. Something that you've seen and said, hey, there's a need in the marketplace and I'm going to fill that. And so you fill that need.
Yeah. As an example, you know, it makes me think of, you know, one of my clients. I'm from a really small town. I grew up in a really small town and there was no restaurants. I mean, there was a bank and a convenience store and a grocery store. That's the extent of what there was.
You blink, you miss it.
Exactly. That's exactly how it was. And, you know, we live, you know, about 15 minutes away from a larger town. But my client noticed that there was a need and she actually opened up a gym for the community to be able to have somewhere close by. Because I mean, we all know if you're going to go to the gym, it's got to be easy to access and quick to get there. Because you're busy in your day, right? And spending a ton of time, you know, going and coming from the gym is not ideal. So she actually met that need in the market. And as they grew, well, she had this passion to really bring the community together more. So she opened up another, like a coffee shop, bakery kind of thing. So people could actually come together, congregate as a community and offer a place for that to happen. So, I mean, just going back to what's the initial need and how can I make that better?
Yeah. And hopefully, like we said, it ties to your passion. If you've got a passion and you have identified a need in the marketplace to go out and fill that need. Another thing that you can consider, because again, we've talked, there's many ideas. Who would have thought 20 years ago, as I think back 20 years, even 15 years ago, YouTubers, influencers, apparently there's a need. And some of these people have a passion. I was just showing you these. Everybody's heard of them. And if they're listening, that
everybody but me, of course.
Well, yeah, you didn't know about them. Dude Perfect. If you have not seen some of the stuff that they do, go check them out. Dude Perfect. It's amazing to me to watch these guys. They do YouTube videos about trick shots and different things about stereotypes. I didn't get to show you those videos. I'll show you afterwards. Apparently, that's a passion. They identified a need, whether they created that. Again, you may create the need because of the way you market and the way you put forth the product you're offering. People will go, oh, I need that. I need that. But whatever they did, they're very successful YouTubers out there. My kids watch them all the time. I've watched them, laughed at them. So who would have thought that would have taken off? Apparently they did,
yeah.
And they believed in it, and that was a passion, and they went for it. And so I guess, again, it goes, you know, if need, so passion, need, another one is a skill. If you've got a specific skill that you are very gifted in, there's a business idea right there. And people say, oh, well, the market's saturated. There's too many plumbers, or there's too many electricians, or there's too many of this, there's too many of that, whatever it may be. And I guess the response I would have is, probably not.
Right.
There's always room. You can differentiate yourself, maybe not so much with price, but just with customer service, how you do things, what you do, your specific area of focus, how you present yourself. You can differentiate yourself. And that's what you have to do if you're going to start a business based upon a skill. If there's a lot of people in that profession, identify how you differentiate yourself.
Right. Yeah. Well, and as you talk about, you know, that skill, you know, maybe it's, you know, you've worked this skill as your career for so many years and you just want the freedom to be able to do it on your terms. And maybe you have the idea of what you would do differently and how you would do it differently. And you want to go, you know, market yourself based on that difference, that uniqueness that you have to offer. And so that's a great place to start.
It is. I mean, you have this skill and either you are in a profession that you're not using that skill and you've got a passion about the skill and you want to do it. For instance, I have a client, he very, very gifted welder and very gifted with metal and doing things. And he started a business doing just some really cool metal work and stuff. Just amazing. And I looked at some of the pieces that he made and it's incredible to me. I shake my head and go, that's amazing. And so he created a business because of his skill that he had. And it works for him, you know? And I think everybody could probably go, oh yeah, I know John down here, he does this. Or I know neighbor over here, he does that. I think we could all identify with someone that has taken a skill and made it very successful. So that's another way to scale. And then like you just mentioned too, Danielle, maybe you're in a profession already, you're doing something already, and you want to do it on your own terms. Or you have a different approach that you think would work.
Mm-hmm.
Another way of doing it. We both did that.
Yep, that's exactly what we did. And it's funny, as you kind of say those, Darren, it's like, okay, well, the really good businesses kind of bring those all together, right?
Yeah.
It's like there's a need, they have a passion for it, and they're really skilled at it.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring it together and they make it work, and it's something that they love to do. And that's the ones that really propel forward, because they're in it, because they want to be in it, and they understand it, and they know how to make it better. And
they go and they've spent the time, either because they've been in it for doing that profession for so long that they've taken that, and now they're making something better out of it, and they'll be successful at it. But I think, you know, I don't want to belabor this point. I thought this was just an interesting question. What business should I start? And I, you know, we've talked about passion, need, a skill, or maybe it's in an area of focus that you're already in. It doesn't have to be in an area of focus that you're in. I think we know plenty of people that have maybe got their degree or been trained in something else, and they started a completely different business, very successful at it too.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't have to be that. I think, and everybody's going to hate us because we keep talking about this, Danielle. It goes back to make sure you plan. Plan, plan, plan. And sorry, folks, if you're ready to shut us off because we keep talking about this business plan, that it's so critical, especially if you're going to jump from an area that you're not, that you're comfortable with, you understand, to a business idea you're not as familiar with.
Oh, yes.
Or an industry you're not as familiar with. You need to spend the time up front going through, okay, how am I going to get my customers? Where am I going to get my supplies or other materials that I need, if you need those things? Or the software or whatever, where am I going to get that stuff? How much is it going to cost me? How am I going to market? How am I going to reach my customers? And how long is it going to take for revenue to roll in the door? Where am I going to, do I need employees? When do I need those things? I mean, there's just a number of things you need to go through as you figure out your business, that if you don't spend that time up front, I really don't care if you have a passion, you've identified a need, and you have the skill. If you have not done the planning up front, it's not going to work as well.
Right. Yeah. It'll be a lot of frustration,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of, I won't say wasted time, but a lot of time spent on things that, after the fact, that you're trying to juggle, and
mm-hmm.
that you wouldn't have needed to if you had the plan in place.
Yeah, because again, it might, timing, the amount of time you need to spend, the resources you need to put into it, you need to identify that up front, or at least have an idea of what
right.
you're doing. Because I hope there's people out there that are listening right now that have maybe asked this question or wondering, or they have a skill, they have a passion for something, and they're just hesitant, not quite sure. Well, if that is you, if you're listening and that is you, I guess what we're saying is this, is if you're wondering, you know, what business should I start, or if my idea is even a good idea, take some time, plan it out. Because for me, that question that I got asked was, you know, what business should I start, is not the most important question. I think the most important question is how do I start it? What do I need to consider when I start? You know, those steps that I need to take, and maybe when. Which, those are all questions we've already addressed in prior podcasts. So go check out our other podcasts where we address the how and the when questions of starting your business. But I think those are more important questions to ask. And once you get those questions asked, answered, I hope those will give you the confidence to take your idea, because who knows, you may have the next great idea. Go do it. Make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And yeah, just, I think that's the key, right, Darren, is having the confidence to go do what you think you want to do, and just knowing what you want to do and converting that kind of, here's an idea, do I think I can do it? Well, go research it, plan it out, and then you can say, I know I can do this. Okay, when am I going to do it?
And as and I think you mentioned this once, Danielle, and I'm going to probably butcher how you said it, but you don't have to know everything to get started. You need to know enough and then move forward.
Yeah, exactly. The rest will come.
Did I do it right? Did I say it right?
You did it. You got the point. Yeah, it's like, you know, take that first step. Sometimes we do it, you know, unconfidently, in fear, not knowing, but just take those steps and the rest will come.
And again, that's what we're here for. We hope that what we're talking about is helping any one of our listeners gain that confidence. That's why we've created this podcast. We want to instill that confidence in people to go out and follow their dreams, follow their passion, take an idea and make it work. Now, we can't promise that every idea is going to work. No one can do that. But we want to just provide those that fundamental education, have these just honest discussions with our listeners about some of the things that we faced, some of the fears that we faced, the questions we faced. And that's why we created the Business Startup Blueprint course as well. Is we had that, we've had a lot of people ask that question, well, I've got a great idea, but I don't know how to start.
Right.
So they need to check that out.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Darren, I want to go back to, you know, a comment we were just talking about. You know, I think about, you know, us starting this podcast. Oh, heck, we didn't know what we were doing, right?
No.
We fumbled along. We still fumble along.
Yeah.
But the point is that we're doing it and we're having the conversations. And we know that over time, as we understand, you know, the questions that are coming in and how to help our audience better, that we'll get better at, you know, at the conversation itself. But
yeah,
I think the point is just take the step and do it.
Take the step, go.
And that's coming from like totally an introverted person, right? Like, but so imperfect action. And that's what it's all about.
Oh, I love that. Imperfect action. I think that's great. So, you know, again, this question of what business should I start? You can Google it. There's hundreds of ideas, but go find something that you have a passion about. There's identify the need. You know, if you've got a skill or if you've already been in that profession, if you can combine all four, like Daniel said, I think there's a great opportunity for success there. If you're going into something that's completely different than what you're familiar with, regardless of whether it's either the first one, I have background in it, or I don't, get a plan together. Go and spend the time up front understanding all the things you need to understand before you jump, and then take that imperfect action and move. And if you want more information about our course, the Business Startup Blueprint, go to startupempowered.com. Link is in the notes of the podcast here. We'll have a link for you there. Go check it out. But again, everyone, thanks for joining us for this episode. Unless, Danielle, do you have anything else you want to share?
No, I'm good, Darren. Thanks.
Awesome. Well, again, thanks for joining us for this episode of our podcast. If you want to find out more about us, check us out at our website, ascent101.com. That is ACENT101.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, which we always have linked in our podcast show notes here for this podcast. Also, make sure that if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We're here to answer any of the questions you might have. And until next time, we wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial